beautiful day to have a beautiful day. Love and light to all of my kings, queens, and always to my giant angels in between. And welcome back to the Sugar Service. I am still your host who loves a good toast, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Big Brother. Are you twerking with a Telfar miniskirt on? You got damn right. For those joining us for the very first time, let me start by describing the vibes. This is a safe space, actually the safest space, where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news because we all know this world never has a clue, and hopefully somebody major will stop by because sugar loves a good chit, chat, chew. Today's guest is a goodie, y'all, one of my absolute favorite people. The iconic, well, you'll find out today how iconic he is, but the iconic James Garland will be joining us. And I know you heard of J6. That's been all over Vogue, all over Instagram, all over Twitter, all over my Twitter, all over James' Twitter. Today, we get to talk about that amazing collection and this brand new house that he has started called J6, and I'm so excited. So if I were you, I would not want to miss that. So sit tight and let's get right. Let's clear our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, beloved, I cannot wait to dive deep into this word on today. Stop complaining about your past when it's time for you to come into your present. My dearly beloved, please hear me when I say this loud and clear. It is impossible for you to be completely ready and strong enough to handle what's in your future if your days are wasted complaining about the failures of your past. Yes, I said it, the failures of your past. You cannot define your future blessings by the discouragement of your past. I'm gonna say that one more time. You cannot define your future blessings by the discouragement of your past. You must understand that every day is a new opportunity for you to walk into your purpose. Do not let your yesterday steal the blessings of your today. Own up to your past and defeat that self-doubt. Stand tall against anything that's in the way of the future elevated version of you. Stand strong against everything that happened in your past, no matter how great it is. The fact that you can dream big should indicate enough that your future is way more important than your past. And you know what else? Your strength is way more important than you think. You have to break the system. And it takes a system to break a system. Ashe? Okay. Whew. Yeah, that was a rough word. But you know what? I do like it rough. But it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, let's jump right into it. Our hearts goes out to everybody in Ukraine right now and suffering from the war worldwide. This shit is fucking ridiculous. And we all need to stand together and put this motherfucker the fuck down. In other news, even though it's dark, guess what? There is some light because the brat just got married. Oh my God. You heard me. The brat got married. Shout out to the brat. I heard the wedding was fire. I wish I was there, but you look cute. And one more thing before I go, y'all. Guess what? Texas is once again being Texas. The assault on the trans bodies won't end there. Something must be done to stop Greg Abbott and all those hateful people that think just like him. Fuck y'all motherfuckers.
And now,
the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is more like my personal hero. Today, I would love to honor my personal trainer, Barrington, of Crunch Fitness. This is my first time ever having and paying for a personal trainer, and baby, let me tell you, Barrington has been one of the best investments I have ever made. Yes, investments, investments, investments. My body is an investment, and your body should be too. I started my sessions with him early this year, and I've been showing my body ever since, y'all. I know you saw it. And because of this personal trainer, Barrington, you are our local hero of the week. Train the fuck on. All right, y'all. Wow, I am so excited. You would not believe who's standing in front of me right now. Well, actually, just zoomed in because he's all the way in Italy making all of us proud. My dear, good girlfriend, Mr. James Garland himself. Hey, James.
What's up, Ian?
What's up, girl? How you doing? Welcome to the Sugar Service.
You know, this is my truth. I finally got the time today.
You know, and I finally got a radio show, so I have the time for you today. You know, like, the girls...
You know, I got nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose, but you have so much to gain. And speaking of these gains, just so you guys know, James Garland... James Garland is that muscle-bound man that you see in photos with me when I was younger. James Garland is also the muscle-bound man responsible for anything that I've ever learned from what accessories even is. James Garland is also the muscle-bound man behind anything leather that I've learned. Basically, anything that I've learned involving accessories and fashion, actually, I kind of learned from my good sis, James Garland, who's here today on the Sugar Service. Hey, baby.
The Sugar Service?
It's the Sugar Service. You are here live at the Sugar Service, only on Spotify.
I wish I was in Brooklyn.
Well, you're from Brooklyn, right? Tell us a little bit about the beginnings. James, who is James Garland?
James Garland is a butch queen from Brooklyn.
No.
He wasn't ready for that.
No. Not who is Ian Isaiah. Who is James Garland?
James Garland, what you mean? James Garland is a butch queen from Brooklyn.
This is true. James Garland is a butch queen from Brooklyn. But how did James Garland become such a fashionista? Oh, yeah. I said fashionista. I said it. Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a new term that Matthew gave me. It's like, I'm not a faggot, I'm a baggot.
Wow. So, shout out to Matthew Henson. Wow. Okay, Baggett.
First of all, Matthew just texted me and said, are you doing a podcast?
Yes, you are. He's doing press because he's now a designer. Yes, this is part of his press run. So, James, tell us, Baggett, as you just mentioned, where are you from? Like,
I was born and raised in Bed-Stuy.
Cute.
I was born in Kings County Hospital.
So was I. It was called Downstate at the time.
No, it was called Kings County.
No, girl, it was definitely called Downstate at the time.
I've seen my birth certificate. I was born in Kings County Hospital. Like, I had my mother...
I guess I was born around the corner then, but okay, let's keep going.
My mother worked for Catherine Dunham, who's like a famous modern dancer. Mm-hmm. She worked at the Metropolitan Opera Ballet. She made me do ballet from an early age. Mm-hmm. I decided I wasn't really into ballet, so she told me I had to figure out another passion. I picked up a Vogue randomly and
just gayness.
I was into it. I was into like the labels. There was like hoodies that were like a Louis Vuitton hoodie. It was like $2,000. I couldn't understand why a hoodie was $2,000. Wow. So I just started reading every single fashion book I could.
So from plié to pleats.
Yeah, pleats, please.
I love that. I love your mother. Shout out to your mother, the icon. I called you an icon earlier.
I love your mother. Woo.
Well, just so you know, before you jumped into this service. I've been calling you an icon in the beginning of this service, just introducing you to the world. Like, I have this iconic friend who's iconic, this and the third. But I'm not going to take it away from you, but I am going to say your mother, actually. Mother icon. Like, I don't know if you guys follow James. I'm sure some of you do, but you can always see his mother carrying in, like, brand new photos or restored photos. Like, just, she is, like, costume queen. Like, the dance steps, she thought she was Josephine Baker.
I know all of your followers follow you, and you can see Mary J. Blige, Ian Isaiah's mother, Share My World, the fattest chick I know. Her hair matched her glass. Like, that's how you eat it.
She is my mother.
I went to go pick up some Swarovski crystals from your house, and your mother ate me out.
Oh, my God. I remember that. Oh, my God. Good times. Good times. All right. So, James, you know, we've both been involved in Hood by Air. That was a great time. But you moved forward from that. And in doing so, you started a brand new line, which is crazy. Not really crazy to me, because we always knew, but kind of crazy that it's real. Like,
it was crazy because I met Nicola, who helped me do the line through Shane when after the Hood by Air stuff.
Shout out to Nicola. We love Nicola.
After, like, the Hood by Air, the Longchamps, the Diesel stuff, Nicola approached me and said, I think you should do your own line. Obviously, I wanted to do bags, but Nicola has a clothing factory, and Nicola said, we should start with clothes. So I started with, it took me a long time because I moved here in November 2019 and then the pandemic hit. So once the pandemic hit, everything shut down.
It's been 4 years now? Shit, the fuck?
2 years, Ian. November 2019.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I smoked a little weed. Okay, cute.
So I've been over here for 40 years.
right.
And it was hard in the beginning because obviously the pandemic. So I designed a whole different collection. Then the pandemic hit. So then we had to redesign the collection. And then Essence picked it up and they wanted the exclusive. So then we had to redesign it again. So it was like a spring summer collection. So it finally dropped. It's available in Essence. And we're about to show full in Paris. We're not showing. We're just doing sales. And then we're going to shoot the lookbook after.
I'll be there.
You'll be in Paris at the showroom, and you also might be in the lookbook.
I might just do the lookbook. I'll be there. So let's have a good time. Wait, okay, so J6, like, what is the J6 customer? You know who I think the J6 customer is before you even say it, since you're the designer of your own house? Let me say who the J6 customer is. I'm going to describe it. You ready?
Yeah.
Me. It's me.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's it. That's all I got. It's me.
Before we even say the J6 customer, you said I'm the designer of the old house. I have to bring back an old phrase that used to say, a house is not a home. So, yes, I have a fresh... You're gagging. I remember that. Put it on a t-shirt. Our fashion house is not a home.
Wait. Hold up. Give me 1 second because I have to keep my home, so I have to pay a bill. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, James, we are back. So tell us, J6, who is this customer?
I mean, the J6 customer is kind of like the girl I grew up with. So I grew up in Brooklyn, obviously. I went to 113. Foxy Brown went to 113. I lived on Grand between Gates and Green, two blocks down from Little Kim. So I think that, like, the women's customer is definitely, she's a Brooklyn girl. at heart, she likes fashion, but she also loves that late 90s, early 2000 aesthetic, that like monochromatic leather on leather on leather, denim on denim on denim. Like, your mother is the customer because your mother eats.
Well, when the lookbook dropped, I gagged. I gagged for a few reasons, only because I love suits. I love a good suit. Like, I'm not trying to style an outfit. I want a whole suit so I could look fab. And that's exactly what J6 gave. Also, the baby bag people have been asking about. Do you want to talk about it? Like, was it just a styling moment, or is this to come? Like,
it was a styling moment.
Because the girls are really talking about this bag. The girls are actually talking about this bag. Girls as in me.
It was a styling moment because growing up, I loved when Tom Ford for Gucci did that whole like baby set where it was all in the logo. And like you could wear, you could have the logo jacket, the logo pant, the logo shoe, and then you can have the baby set with the baby bag. And when I think about Brooklyn, you think about Brooklyn in the summer, you think about the girls walking with their babies. Some of them have the little baby sets on. And like the girls I grew up with, you, even if you have a baby, you gotta match your baby to your look. So I just thought that, like,
wow, that's true.
This was kind of like
if you could see me and my dog right now.
Gospel. Shout out to Gospel.
Shout out to Gospel.
I wanted to make sure that, like, if it was a girl that, like, I grew up with in Brooklyn, if she had on a denim look, she would need a denim baby carry to go with her look. If she had on a leather look, she would need a leather baby carry to go with her look. If she had on a crystal look, she would need a crystal look.
Right, just full. Oh, my God, the crystals. Y'all are really playing over there. And I don't know if it's shady or not, because whatever this new fabric that's happening, where was that years ago? But whatever y'all got going on, it's so simple and it's so luxe. It's like, it's giving cash luxe.
Because you know, like, when you get crystal, okay, and you know, because you've been through the samples. Like, when you get crystals,
I'm a crystal
and
girl.
It's like a perfect, but when you get crystals and it's a perfect grid and one falls off, you're like gagging because, like, you can spook, okay, one fell off. So I wanted to do a crystal where, like, the more you wear it and the more they fall, the more crystals fall off, the more it works. Like, you can't spook where a crystal fell off.
Wow.
Like, as you wear it, as you work with it, and the crystals fall off, like, it becomes more worn, and then, like, design and detail comes out more.
Damn, James. You done turned into, like, a performative scientist. Damn, I gotta move to Italy, too. Shit. Wow. Okay, so what's next after...
No, to stay in Brooklyn, because let me tell you something. I cannot wait to come home.
Oh, now you can't wait to come home.
I was like, let me tell you something. First of all, you've lived in Italy.
Yeah, but you are like in the countryside and also in the city. Like, you done took over Italy, girl. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, I can't wait to come home now. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, and there's no place like home.
Well, it is Fashion Week right now all over Europe. Are you involved in anything in Milan or anything? I know you just told us that Paris, you're going to do your lookbook, and I think you guys are doing appointments?
No, yeah, we're totally doing appointments in Paris. We're going to do a lookbook in New York.
Wow, y'all heard that? He's coming home, y'all. And he's doing a lookbook in New York. Presentation too, or just lookbook?
Lookbook for winter, and then hopefully the goal is to do a show for spring, summer, and September
shit.
In New York.
Drop the bomb.
Like, I don't want to, like, you know how, like, all the New York girls want to, like, decamp and move to Paris and Italy and all that? Like, no, I'm a New Yorker.
Wow.
I want to show in New York. Like, I don't want to show, I'm not Parisian.
Right.
I'm not Italian. I'm a New Yorker. I want to show
at
home.
Wow, James. Y'all heard it here first. James is coming home, y'all, this year, September. Okay, I have another question, though, before I get to my other question.
All right.
You're a house designer now. You're about to, I mean, it's already global. I mean, you just started and all of a sudden it's already in Essence. It's probably already sold out by now. But is there any opportunities for young designers or young Black gay designers to get up under your belt eventually? I ask this to all the girls because I don't know if you knew this, but none of us are young. And there's a bunch of young kids that look up to everything that you're doing. Like, there's a lot of kids that look up to you. Even back in the day, a lot of kids, like, looked up to, like, specifically just HBA accessories. And, like, you know, the girls really couldn't tell you because, you know, either you didn't care or you're just not a big-headed person, so it would just go right by you. But is there an opportunity now for the future J6 to have new employees?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So with J6, there's like the J6 the factory and J6 the brand. And the goal in the future is to be able to help different brands branch out. Because one of the hardest things especially a young designer or somebody that's interested in design is to find a factory and to find a factory that's willing to take a chance on you. Like you and I have dealt with this with Shane, like in the beginning where he was trying to find factories and went from factory to factory for different reasons. So I think that one of the biggest things I want to do is, you know, like you and I have been in spaces where we were the only black people in that space. So it was like up to us to make sure that we represented and we were a credit to our race. So now that I'm in this space and people understand who I am, I think it's the most important thing is to give back and to start working with them. Like, that's one of the things I was upset about with Hood by Air. Like, I wish we could have went back to, like, Hetrix, back to, like, Harvey Milk and, like, talk to those kids, because those kids were us. Like, those were the kids that if we had somebody like us to look up to, we probably wouldn't have made a lot of the mistakes that we did, even though they were helpful and, like, we learned from them. Like, my goal is to go back to Hedrick's, to go back to Harvey Milk, specifically to help young... people say queer now, which is so weird to me, but, like, young gay black kids, like, that is, like, really... Or young, like, gay kids of color, I really want to go and, like, help them and... help them understand, like, you can be in fashion and you can love clothes, but you kind of have to figure out what you want to do specifically. Like, do you want to do design? Do you want to do styling? And then help them figure out that avenue. And Matthew's going to help too, like, because I know the design, and then Matthew can help them with, like, figuring out how to do, like, if you want to be a stylist or work in a magazine or something.
Okay.
So I'm throwing Matthew
Professor
in
James. And Dr. Matthew Henson. I do need to get Hedges on the show. Maybe you could be the one to bring them in. Cool.
Oh, I'm going to bring them in.
All right, one more question. I have to ask you this question because I ask all the girls this question. I got to take a pause and think about it. So the carry of the week. Every week here on the Sugar Service, I do this carry of the week where me and the guests decide what we think is carrying of the week. You know, it could be something personal that you dealt with that was carrying this week. It could be something publicly that you saw, that you think I saw, that you think is carrying. It could be something from our past that you think is carrying, even though it shouldn't be something from our past that you think is carrying. But together, I want to decide with you, James, what you think the carry of the week is this week. Think about it. Take your time. Think about it.
Carrying of the week. You went off for a second, but I heard you. So carrying of the week. Well, I think not to get too political, but I think that, like, the Dante Wright killing,
oh my God.
The fact that the person that killed him only got 2 years, where their people have made a mistake and voted, like, when they thought they could vote, even though they couldn't, and they got, like, 5, 6, 7 years for voting incorrectly, and you can, like, actually kill a human being and only get 2 years, I think that's, like, a real carry.
The biggest carry. All three of those blind mice were fully carrying. JT from the City Girls went to jail for longer time than this guy that who's going to jail now. Like, it's completely carrying, but we know how the white supremacy goes. So...
I think that's the carry of the week for sure.
All right. You heard it here first, y'all. All right, James, thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service. I love you, baby.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast too.
So how can the girls find you? Like, what's your Instagram handle?
My personal Instagram is GAR_LAND_. And the brand's Instagram is J as in James, 6 as in the number, .IT. Because you know we Italian.
Yeah, you heard that. He Italian, but he also black. So we could still say support your local black business. You heard?
Wait, can you curse on the show?
Yeah, fuck. Hell yeah, you could curse on this show.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Absolutely. Black and proud.
Black and proud. All right, James. I love you, baby. I'll talk to you later.
I love you, Ian. Bye, guys.
Peace. All right, sweet babies. As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful sugar service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends, y'all. Every week here on the sugar service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we have no choice but to honor our mother, my mother specifically, Mary J. Blige, the singer, the songwriter, the actress, the jewelry designer, the winemaker, and the activist, Mary J. Blige. Another prime example of the beauty that comes from the hood and shines bright for the world to see. Mary J. Blige has and will always be a true example of courage, elegance, and grace. So for all that you do, Mother MJB, these roses are for you, queen. Shine the fuck on. Y'all, it looks like we're out of time. Womp, womp, womp. Special thanks to my beautiful guest, James Garland, for stopping by the service. Make sure y'all follow him and follow everything that he's doing because it's great. Hope to see all of you next week. Same place, same time. Right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yossi Sop. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons, Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Willa Gordon, and Yuno Alube. And help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Breakout. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.